Sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for all of the cholim with the terrible coronavirus. They should have a Yeshua's olamim, and the whole world should have a Yeshua. We are continuing our series of shiurim and inyanim that are shaykh to refuah in general, to coronavirus in particular. And this year the discussion is going to be about sakanas eiver, is the danger of one limb, of one organ, sufficient to allow us to be Mechalel Shabbos. And we've been learning from the Sefer Shevet Mehuda of Hagon Rav Isser Yehuda Unterman, who was the chief rabbi of the state of Israel. He was not only a great Talmud Chacham, but a great human being, and it's a schus to learn from his Torah. He was a Talmud of Rav Shimon Shkop, so you have a mixture of a Lamdin Mufak and a Posek Dagul. So that's very nice when the two are combined. So writes Harav Unterman, this is in the Sefer Shevet Mehuda on the first volume on page 21 in Osiyot. ובנוגע לסכנת עבר, אם הוא דוחה שבת ונחשב לאונס גמור, מצינו סתימה בדברי פוסקים. So when it comes to the shayla of a person who is in danger of losing an organ, of losing a limb, does that allow us to be doicha Shabbos because it's ones? We find in the poskim that it's not a clear issue. And the Achronim talk about it. In Arachayim Shinchon Chavches, it says that al sakanas eiver lo mechalim Shabbos. That when one's limb is in danger, when one's organ is in danger, that does not justify the violation of the Sabbath. It's rare that I say the word Sabbath, but I figure this is a good opportunity, so I used it. So al sakanas eiver, for a limb, one is not mechal Shabbos. It's a huge chiddush. Imagine, a guy's going to lose a leg. And we say the only way to save your leg is to be mechal Shabbos. Guy's got to be mochal on the leg. Say, a leg, how much is a leg worth? Priceless. That our legs work is mamish a big bracha. We have them bechlal. But no, not for Chil Shabbos. You see how important Shabbos is. Whereas the Shach and Yerideya and Simon Kuf Nun Zayin Seif Katan Gimel writes that if they force a person to be over on an Isser, and if not, they will cut off a limb, either each Reif, or will cut off a limb. Either be Michal Shabbos, or will cut off a limb. He says, look in Simon Shin Chav Ches in Arachayim, what we just quoted, which would seem to say that he's machmir. He says, no, you can't do it. You have to lose the limb, God forbid. And he concludes, v'nira l'kula. But it would appear that one could be makel. Wow, what does that mean? First he says, look in Shin Chav Ches, where there's a chumrah, and then he says, nira l'kula. In the Prima Gadim, Arachayim Shin Chav Ches, and the Mishpesos Zav, Siv Kotn Vav, he brings from the Radbaz, that if a goy comes and says, either you let me cut off an organ of yours, Chmona Litzlan, but you're not going to die, just be missing this organ, or I will kill your Jewish friend, you don't have to save your friend with your limb. You don't have to give up your limb to save your friend's life. You save your limb. Why? He writes the following lashon: De b'Shabbos mishmayahu b'lo sheyavihu ones. Shabbos, where one has to lose the limb, that's from Shemayim. You didn't bring the onus upon yourself. Eiver echad mipnei pikuach nefesh, ze lo shamanu. But to give up your limb to save somebody else's life, That we haven't heard. So he says you can keep your limb. When it comes to Shabbos, that's Mishamayim. Doesn't exactly explain the chiluk, but we understand conceptually what the difference is, but why that should change the halacha is questionable. And Shabbos is from heaven. You didn't bring the onus upon yourself. And it's usher. Whereas here, where one is going to lose a limb, God forbid, in order to save someone else's life, that you don't have to do. Shabbos, you have to lose the limb, saving someone else's life, you don't. What does that mean? So the Achronim were already toiled very hard to be mechalek between the two Nidonim of being over an Isser to save a limb, like Shabbos, being Mechal Shabbos to save a limb, and where somebody comes and forces you to either do an Aver or lose a limb. What's the difference? Why on Shabbos are we Machmir, but in other cases we're Mekel? So one thing the Achronim say is that mipnei she'etzem haktzitza goremet lefachot safek sakana lechol aguf. So just the very cutting off of the limb causes a safek sakana for the whole body. And therefore if a limb is going to be cut off, your whole body's in danger, your life is in danger, there we tell you to be over in the Yisr. Mashaykein b'choli, where it's an illness, and the doctors say this only this organ is going to be affected, ain't machal. And I should just note now that today in medicine, generally, if one's limb is in danger, the whole body is in danger. The person gets infected and it spreads. So usually today, when you have these shilas, to the best of my very limited knowledge, we're going to be machal Shabbos because it's a matter of saving the person's life. Because one limb usually is, they're not machal Shabbos to save this limb, then there's a danger that the entire person is going to die, God forbid. But we're talking about a case where you know that it's just limited to this limb. He knows that it's just limited to this limb. So in such a case, ein mechalalin. Another chiluk that the Achronim make is that here in the case of the Anas, it's a vada, he's definitely going to cut off the limb. So since the case of Vadai, that you're going to lose the limb, you don't have to Vadai lose a limb to save your friend or to save yourself from an Isser. But Sakonas Eiver on Shabbos and Shin Chavches, there it's talking about where there's only a Suffolk that the Chil Shabbos is it's only a suffix if you can save the limb. When it comes to doing an Isser, so he's vada going to cut off the arm, and if you do the Averi, vada won't. So you definitely can save it. But on Shabbos, even after the Chil Shabbos, you're still not sure. It might not actually help. So therefore, we're more Mekel when it's a vada. He's vada going to lose the Aver, and he can vada save the Aver. So there things are a lot more clear, so we let him do the Avera. But in our case, first of all, who says he's vada going to lose the Aver? And even if vada is going to lose the Aver, who says that vada, the Chil Shabbos is going to help? Maybe it won't help. And if it won't help, then he did an Avera for naught. That's another chiluk they make. Rav Unterman himself says as follows: Ulaniuta atil nira lomar she'en tema al hashach. He says, I don't have a kasha on the shach. It's not a kasha on the shach. Ma she'batzmo mitzayin l'siman shim chavchet asher meforash l'chumra u'misayim she'nira l'kula So first he's mitzayin to shin chav ches, or it's mafurish that he have to be machmir, and then he says that nira lakula, because the difference between these two things are the difference between ones and pikuach nefesh, and that's the Rambam that we discussed in previous shiurim, siyata dishmaya, in the fifth parak of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, in our shiur ma'maseches Avodah Zarah recently. We were marich beofen nifla b'siyata dishmaya about this inyan. Rambam says that if you're over on one of the three averas ba'ones, they say they do the avera or die, and it's one of the big three which one has to die for, and one does the avera, he doesn't get punished. He did an avera, but he doesn't get punished. When he's misrape begimel dvarim eile, when he willingly heals himself, he's very sick, and he heals himself by doing one of the big three, gil rashvi chasam avadazara, he gets punished. So, Mirtz Hashem, we're going to see the difference. Why by misrape he's punished, and by an anas, when somebody's forced, when somebody compels him to either do the avera or die, he's not punished. In both cases, he did the avera. Why is he punished in one? I'm punished in the other. He's not punished when ones, but he is punished ripui. But that's the chiluk the Rambam makes. And therefore, that's the same chiluk that the shach is making. Shach says, look at Shin Chav Ches, because that's talking about ripui. You want to be misrape to save a limb for Chil Shabbos? With Chil Shabbos? No. You can't do it. That's more chamor. But when somebody forces you, and it's more kal, there's no punishment. So in the case the Shach says Nira Lakula, it's talking about where he's being forced. He's being told, either do this Avera or we'll cut off a limb. He's being forced to do the Avera, so to speak. So in such a case, it could be Mekel. That's talking about an Anas. That's talking about an evil Gentile who's forcing you to do this Avera. But in the case of Ripui, there, we're Machmir. In the case of the Goy, we're Mekel. And that's the same Chiluk that the Rambam makes. And the etzim nekuda of sakanas aver is a domel of sakanas nefesh that wasn't clear in the poskim, because sometimes we find the lashon nefesh even on a limb. We find in the Ramban al chumish b'chol nafshecha shenikra yisurim or ayvarim chatzi nefesh. Ubariga says b'chol nafshecha, so you see that ayvarim are called chatzi nefesh. Rashi b'avakama pe gimel dibur amaschil v'aksiv ish ki yake kol nefesh. Right, so Liktala Lo Asa Kroya Lo Rosh Eivar Midachsiv Basrei Ayin Tachasayin Ksiv Yumas Klami Natal Eivar Veyomus Oso Eivar. So you see a Lashon of Misa Bayin Eivar. That's why there's a lack of clarity here, because even on a limited type of death. So for death one can be Mechal Shabbos. What about losing a limb? Is that death? Is a partial death? In the Orzarua in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim and Simon Reish Pei brings the name Rabbeinu Tam, that al sakanas ever echod mechalim es haShabbos. So you have the Rabbeinu Tam, who says now like the Shulchan Aruch, he says that on the danger of a limb, one is allowed to be mechal Shabbos. And Rav Yitzchak Rav Shmuel and the Rav Yo argue with him. What's the reason of Rabbeinu Tam? Explains Rav Unterman shemachalat ever echad יכולה להסתבך ולהביא סכנה לכל הגוף ולכן תוכה שבת. So he says, like we said before, that when you have a disease in one limb, it can get complicated and bring a danger to the whole body, and therefore it's דרך השבת. אבל כשברור כי אין סכנה לגוף אלא לעבר אחד בלבד אין מחללים. But when it's clear that it's not going to endanger the whole body, just one limb, we're not מחלל. And if you look in the Orzarua, you'll see that's the discussion there. Sakonas haguf. And the Rabbeinu Tam says, if for one limb you can be Mechal Shabbos, if we're afraid that things are going to get complicated, there are going to be complications, and Chas V'Shalom, the entire person is going to be endangered. It says in Tosis and Sukkah, Daf Chavov, Dibur Maschel Afilu, that on one limb, were Mechal Shabbos, and they bring a raya from the Gemara that for an eye were Mechal Shabbos, save an eye. The problem is in the Gemara, you see Lehefech. That only the eye are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos because the eye is connected to the heart. So, Shuri Yened De'ema Be'uvnes Adaliba Talia. Therefore, you're allowed to be Mechalel because it's a life. Your life is being endangered. Because when your heart problems are, that's your whole life. You can't have a life without a heart. But that's Dafka the eye. So, how can you bring a raya for one Aver Tosis? How can you bring a raya that for one limb you're Mechal Shabbos from the eye? When the eye is the exception to the rule, not the rule. The rule is fakert. And you see there in Piskei Atosis, the end of the Gemara, they have Piskei Atosis in Sota, on Sukkah, he says the heter is only for the eye. Look also in the Rosh Hashanah over there. And Rabbeinu Tam is not brought in Shulchan Aruch in its Paskin, that only on an eye were Mechal under certain conditions that are mentioned in the Gemara, but not in any other limb. Mitzat Sheni, pain, Surim are not considered ones and sakanas nefesh, and in the shoot Hara'im Rabbeinu Mizrahi in Simin and Tes he writes v'lo nitan lomar v'lo nitan lo lavor ela machmas ones nefashos bilvad v'chsi v'chai ben v'lo shiyomas v'lo machmas shar onsim afil machmas sar v'yisrim d'chamir t'feilo sechol Shabbos is to save a life chai ben v'lo shiyomas v'hem, but other onsim, even sar v'yisurim, no, even though tzar v'yisurim is sometimes worse than death, for that we don't allow chilul Shabbos. Again, unless it's going to, a lot of times the yisurim are going to make a person's going to cause him to endanger his life also because of the physical pain also takes an effect on the body, on the emotions, etc. So obviously, these are all life and death questions that we don't solve on with a recorded shir by a very small person. Rather, we go to the Gedolei HaPoskim, we ask them, but obviously we're learning it l'halacha v'lo l'maisa. It should never come l'maisa. So, the Mizrahi says that for tzar, for yisurim, we don't allow chil Shabbos, but from the Shach, we see it's not so clear. He says, v'nira l'kula. So he's mechalek between refu and shin chav ches to an anas. Because when someone forces you to do an avera, he says, either do the avera, I'm forcing you to the avera. If you don't do the avera, then chas shalom, he says to the person, I'm going to cut off your limb. So he's being forced to do the avera. So it's not really your maisa, as we discussed in a different shir. That's anus. When it comes to refuah, there, nobody's forcing him. There's an illness involved, but there's no person who's putting a, who's got a baseball bat over his head and said, either do this or, you know, can hit you 400 feet over the fence. Chas v'shalom. So, there, you're right, he has the duress of the illness, but nobody's forcing him. So there, it's considered that he's doing it willingly. And that he's not allowed to do, that's not considered onus. And that's why the Rambam holds that he gets punished for refuah, and he doesn't get punished for when he's over in one of the three averas for onus. If he's over one of the three averas for refuah, he does get punished, but not for onus. When somebody's forcing him. In the Tshuva saying Yitzchak, Yitzchak Chan Inspector in Chelik Beis Simon Lamed Gimel, he says there's a difference between whether the Anas Yeshu Rotzeh Davar Zeh, or Beinim Rotzeh Lahargov Umefaiso Sabedavar Aser. So if the Anas says he wants him to do the Avera, then it's not his Avera. Not his Avera. So if it's not his Avera, he doesn't get punished. It's the Anas. The Anas is forcing him. But let's say the Anas doesn't tell him to do the Avera. He just says, I'm going to kill you. And then he says to the Anas, say, Chas Shalom, let's say she's a married woman, and she says, I'm going to kill you. It doesn't happen so often. Most murderers are men. But she's it happens also that women murder. So she says, I'm going to kill you. And he says to her, you know what? If you don't kill me, I'll sleep with you. So she says, she's one of the big three. So, in such a case, he would get punished. Because then he is doing it with, she's not forcing him to sleep with her. She said, I'm just going to kill you. And that's his way of appeasing her. That the Ein Yitzchak says, one would get punished. We're talking about, the Rambam is talking about a case where his mom is being forced to do the Avera. The guy wants him to do the Avera. If he doesn't do the Avera, he says, I'll kill you. So there he's being forced to do the actual Avera. Doesn't get punished if he does one of the big three. But if he willingly, he's not being forced to the Avera, he's just in danger, and he's Mephais, the guy willingly does the Avera, it's no good. That's like Misrape. He brings an example of a Sikrikan. These guys forced him, these bandits forced him to give them karka, and if not, they're going to kill him. There's no kinyan. Because they was forced to give the karka. He's forced to sell the karka. But if they don't ask him for the karka, the guy just says, I'll kill you. And he says, take this karka. Take this karka and don't kill me. That's a kinyan. Because there he gave it willingly, so to speak. So to refuah, nobody's forcing him to do the refuah. He himself wants to do it. So that's the mahal, the general mahalach and achronim, also in the Rasimech like that. What's the din? If he kills somebody, the mashal, he's running away from fire. He's running away from fire, or running away from a flood. And the only way to save himself, he jumps out of the window, let's say, and down below he sees little kids. And he's going to kill one of them when he jumps on them. So what's the din? Do we call him an anus? Is he patur me'onish? Or no? Because he decided to jump. So it appears that his din isn't like an onus. It's like being mishtamish with the refuah. Refuah, one's in danger and one does one of the three averas. He's choosing to do the avera to save himself. Nobody's forcing him to do the avera. Nobody asks him to do the avera. So if the anus forces you, so then it's not your maisa, it's not your avera. I mean, obviously it's an avera, but it's not as bad because the anus forced you. But if nobody's forcing you, one just chooses to save himself from a worse fate, that for that he's punished. So he'd be punished for, Beis Din would punish him for killing this child that he jumped on to save himself. Winterman adds a very interesting chiddush. Let's say in Anas, some criminal forces prevents a person from eating. He doesn't give him food. Chumana litzlan. And then this person's life is endangered. And he's over on one of the three averos hachamuros to save himself from this hunger. Let's say he sees someone else has food and he kills the guy, takes his food. Or he says to the woman, all right, if you give me the food, I'll sleep with you. Or he serves the idol and the guy says, oh, you like my getchke? You like my statue of Mary? I'll give you food. So he's over on one of the three averas to save himself. That's called onus. That's not called refuah. And therefore he doesn't get malchus, he doesn't get killed. Why? Because you can't say that the achilan shti are considered a refuah. Not a refuah. Because the very fact that he lacks food, that in itself is the sakana. It's not like refuah. Refuah, you have a sakana. Person's very, very sick. And then the refuah is coming from somewhere else to save him. If the refuah is with one of the three averas, he's not allowed to do one of those three averas. But here, etzem minias hamachal maybe a sakana. Here, the very fact that he doesn't have food, that is the sakana. One could argue with this chiddush. And again, nobody is forcing him. Nobody's forcing him to eat this food. So he should be chayiv and onesh if he does one of the three averas to get the food. That's what I would argue. But Munderman says no. When it comes to refuah, he has a sakana, and he has no right to remove the sakana by doing a refuah that's going to involve one of the three averas. But when it comes to minias achila, he compares minias achila to an anas. That when somebody says, do this avera, I'll kill you. So here, the etzem minias achila is the sakana. It's not that there's a machala, and that's the sakana. And you're now allowed to do a refuah to remove that machala, if it involves one of the three averas. No. Here, the very fact that he doesn't have food is the sakana. So the lack of food is like the anas that's forcing him to do the avera, and not like a machala, which is there's a sakana in one direction from the machala, and then the refuah is coming from somewhere else that's not permitted, that one would get punished for. But if it's the anas, there the lack of food is the sakana. That's like somebody forcing him to do the avera. A very, very difficult ladati. It's a very difficult svara. She'etzem, he writes, she'etzem minias hamachol mevi hasakana. The very fact that he's being not being given food, that's what brings the sakana. V'lo dami l'refuah she'asakana ba mimakom acher, ela she'arefuah misalekes oso. Difficult svar. And then he writes, "Alpha pishesh makom lomar ki gam berav hamachal rak misalik asakana." Avil ena davar kain. Even though there is room to say that berav the machal is only removing the sakana, just like the refuah is removing the sakana. It's not true. It's not just misalik the sakana. That is the etzim sakana. So what? That's the etzim sakana. But at the end of the day, he's choosing to do the avera. If he's choosing to do the avera, then he should be punished. And he says, I saw now in a new sefer called Nesiva Shmuel, from a Gaon Rav Shmuel Koshilovitz, who's a Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva's Torah V'Das in Brooklyn. He brings in the Ragged Shavar to be Mechalik B'din Choyle Shetzarech Lechol B'Yom HaKippurim. The mechalik between a din of a cholo has to eat on Yom Kippur is the etzem atainis endangering him, or he has to eat because of illness. What's the chiluk? From the poskim we see From the poskim we see that they're not mechalik between whether he's endangered by the etzem fast, by the fast itself, or if he's eating in order to heal himself from an illness. What chilik do you see? That you can make a distinction, a halachic distinction between whether he's eating on Yom Kippur because the fast is endangering him, or if he's eating on Yom Kippur because he's ill. Apparently, the Ragachever says that if the fast is endangering him, I mean, we see in the Gemara that if the fast is endangering him, the rugged shepherd is saying that he's allowed to eat. But al tamachala, no. We don't see that in the poskim, but l'chora, that's the way the rugged shepherd is learning. And he says the tainus itself is, if the tainus itself is a sakana, then the din tainus is like a rodef. Here a chiddush. So if the rugged shepherd were here, would bring 18 rayas for this. He says the tainus is like a rodef. אבל עצם החילוק מסתבר לנידון דידן, כי זה מקרה אונס ולא רפואה. So that's Taka, but he says, but let's at least use the conceptualization. That hunger itself is onus. It's not considered refuah. It's mechalik between the atainis and the etzem atainis is misakin him and refuah. Because onus isn't refuah. When the etzem atainis is misakin him, that's not refuah. That's Rav Unterman's point. That's considered like onus. Okay, like I said, Louis Hay, that it's considered onus, but still, nobody's forcing him. It's a compelling situation, you're right, it's a difficult situation, but nobody's forcing him to eat. Continues the Rav, Baram, lo matzanu shum makor b'shas le'inyan dina de sakanat eiver le'inyan pikuach nefesh. But at the end of the day, we have no makor in shas for the din of eiver when it comes to pikuach nefesh. Rav Greenspan was a Rav in London, very interesting sefer of Greenspan called Maleches Machsheves. So he wanted to say that you can learn sakanas eiver from Gemara in Yuma and Daf Pei Hei. He wants to learn from there that sakanas eiver is doicha Shabbos. Why? Because the Gemara is a limud, kal v'chomer mimila, that pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. Mila, which is tikkun of one of his 248 limbs, it's doicha Shabbos. Certainly pikuach nefesh, which is his whole body, is doicha Shabbos. So for mila, one limb you're doicha Shabbos, kal v'chomer, call the whole body. So for me, he wants to learn, call sakana sever. But he says that's dafka bevadai, below besafik. Because only a vaday mila is doicha Shabbos, not a suffik. So we have a makor for sakanas eiver bevaday, but lo besuffik. So it's a nice vort, it's a shena vort, but it's not true. Because here we're talking about the mitzvah, the great mitzvah bris mila. It's a big shaila. What he means bechlal? Rabbi Lazar means over there kal v'chomer mimila. That's just like mila is one eiver, your doicha so too for the whole body. Rashi says, because by not doing bris milah, it's chayav kares. So it's not vort that you're saving an aver, it's you're saving yourself from kares. Then what's the kal v'chomer? Maybe for kares, it's doicha Shabbos and pikuach nefesh na. According to that's the way Rashi learns, but it's not about saving one limb. It's not a health issue. Rabbeinu Chananeli says that this protects him from death, like it says by Moshe, Chasan Domi Matali. So this one limb of Bris Mila, does a Bris Mila, protect him from death. But stam to be mechal Shabbos to save a life? That was mechal Shabbos save one organ? That we don't see. Here the Bris Mila is going to save his life. But however we explain the Kal V'chomer, we have no makor l'nidon didan. So it comes out of Maskana, it's a very interesting inyanim over here, but it comes out of Maskana that we have the Shulchan Aruch, who says, for refuah, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. We have the Shach, who says, in a case of onus, you are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. We made a chilek between refuah and onus, like we saw in the Rambam. And again, we have Rabbeinu Tam, who says, you are Mechal for one organ. And apparently he's talking about a case where it's going to spread to the rest of the body. The whole entire person's going to be in danger, but if it's just this organ, then he shouldn't. But generally, in our day and age, that's the case. We're worried about infections, and then the person's going to die, God forbid. So we are Mechal Shabbos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yatzilenu, Mikol Tzara, Vitzuka, Mikol Megel, Machala, V'yishlach, Meheru, for Shalema, L'chol Chole Yisrael. Amen, V'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.